Hey guys, welcome in to the Madman Club Betting Podcast. Here we go, guys. It's another week in the books, college and NFL football, and we are going to the window and cashing tickets. As you guys know, it's uncut, unfiltered. We're going to say some things that maybe some people don't like. We're going to call out people that we need to call out. But at the end of the day, we want to cash some tickets. We're up front. We're going to lay them all out, even the losers. When we lose, we're going to talk about those as well. Hopefully, guys, we're going to take it to the window and cash tickets all year long. And at the end of the season, we'll be on the plus side, up some units. So, guys, let's get ready. Let's do a little recap from last week. A couple things I want to talk about to start with. I'm going to call out Dabo Swinney, who, guys, what are you doing in Clemson? You know, I got you guys winning the ACC. I don't know if you can win the AAC. Dabo, what are you doing, man? A 27-16 win over Troy? You shit the bed week one against LSU. Second half played terrible. I thought for sure Clemson was a shoe-in to take it all the way and play for the national championship. And I could say the same thing about James Franklin. Playing with your food, not getting the job done against teams you should just annihilate. So here we go. Going to be a fun season, guys. I can't wait. As we go week to week, we're going to try to pick out these games that we think are the smart plays for all of our bettors. You know, last week we had a couple games that did not pan out our way. I thought Duke would show up. Duke didn't get off the bus. Illinois is my sleeper in the Big Ten, as you guys all know. I posted it earlier in the year. Illinois, 45-19 over Duke. Duke's got a good quarterback. I thought they would hang around. Illinois played good ball. You know, our dog of the week had the game won until a minute left, gave it away. We had UConn as our dog of the week, end up losing by 7. So if you got that dog of the week at 7.5, you covered. If you got it at 6.5, you did not. We called it a push. We took 7. That game didn't go the way we wanted. We had this game won up until late in the ball game. South Florida, I didn't have a play on this game, but I'm telling you what, brutal start to the season. You play Boise, you annihilate Boise right out of the gate. You turn right around, you play Florida as a 17 or 18 point dog. You beat them 18-16. You got Miami on deck. I'm telling you what, guys, South Florida might be the real deal. If they can pull this upset against Miami next week, and we may have a play on that game, so make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Make sure you stay tuned. We got another podcast later in the week. We may have a play on this South Florida-Miami game, but I'm telling you, what a brutal schedule right out of the gate for South Florida. But look, guys, I told you, South Florida added a ton of weapons. They got a ton of starters back. No one was talking about South Florida except me. I said they've got a shot to beat Boise State, and they did, and that was my first dog of the week that I released earlier in the month of August. So, guys, pay attention to South Florida. They may be a little better than people are thinking. We had a couple pretty good games over the week. We gave out JMU on Friday. JMU ended up being a winner, getting 14.5. We had Oklahoma against Michigan. That ended up being a winner. Iowa State, we took Iowa State on the money line. They ended up winning the game 16-13. We had Baylor. Baylor ended up winning the game outright 48-45. Over on Baylor, ended up getting that one. Kentucky, that was a winner. Getting 8.5. The line actually dropped. It opened at 10.5. We got Kentucky as a winner. And again, at UConn game, we had Jacksonville State. That was a winner. It was an outright winner, 34-24 over Liberty. So pretty good week, guys. We're going to go through and figure out where we ended up for the week. But, guys, we have got a ton of games coming up this week that we will talk about later in the week. One of those being the Clemson Tigers, as they go on the road to play at Georgia Tech. And I definitely have a play on this game later in the week. We got a play coming up on the Alabama-Wisconsin game later this week. We're going to do a little more research and see what we think about that one. May have a play on Tennessee-Georgia as we move closer to the weekend. Again, like I said, South Florida-Miami. Right now, that Miami game is Miami minus 18.5. Don't really know what we plan to do with that game yet. We're going to do a little research and see what we think. Ole Miss playing Arkansas. Might take a look at that one. Couple big games. Texas A&M and Notre Dame. That is going to be a good one this week. Notre Dame's a 6.5-point favorite against Texas A&M. And I believe that could very well be a real tight game with Texas A&M. So we may have a play on that one. Vanderbilt travels down to South Carolina. Lenora Sellers starting to look a little better. He looked pretty good against Virginia Tech. He looked okay against South Carolina State. They should have killed those guys. I don't think they got off the bus with the right mindset. But they better get ready when Vanderbilt comes to town after Vanderbilt just beat the brakes off Virginia Tech 47-20 last week. They're going to come to play ball. So, guys, I'm hoping that South Carolina gets prepared and they're ready this week because if they're not, Vanderbilt will roll in there and pull the outright upset. So they better be careful. A couple other games that I think are going to be pretty good this week. USC travels to Purdue. USC's a 21.5-point favorite. May have a play on this game as well. North Texas and Washington State should be a good one. Pittsburgh and West Virginia, the backyard brawl. Pittsburgh's a 6.5-point favorite. West Virginia coming off the upset to Ohio. I guess maybe a look-ahead spot for Pittsburgh. They may have been thinking about this game and not thinking about the Ohio Bobcats. They better get their head right or Pittsburgh will run it down their throat. So that's going to be a pretty good game. Missouri and Louisiana. Missouri's favored big in this game. But Missouri, every now and then, Drinkwitz, they'll play around with their food, as I know I say a lot, and they'll let teams hang around. It's normally the big games they play better. These games like this, Missouri sometimes lets teams hang around till late in the fourth quarter. So getting almost four touchdowns, this may be a play for us to take a closer look at later in the week. We're going to do a little searching on that game as well. Ohio State plays Ohio. Another spot with a MAC. The MAC normally travels pretty good. I don't know if they can keep this game close, but they're getting 31.5. The MAC may play well enough to keep the cover against Ohio State this week. Virginia Tech and Old Dominion. I have a play on this game later in the week as Virginia Tech plays host to Old Dominion. Virginia Tech 0-2 to start the season. Brett Fry may be on the hot seat. I don't think it was a good hire. They hired him. You got to dance with who brung you. This may be his last season in Blacksburg as Virginia Tech may be looking for a coach when they move into 2026 next year. Another pretty good game is going to be Duke playing Tulane. Duke off that beatdown of Illinois, or getting the beatdown from Illinois. They go on the road and play Tulane. Tulane is a 1.5-point favorite. We are definitely taking a look at that game as well. And another game that's very interesting. Texas State's got plenty of weapons. They're catching 15.5 against Arizona State. I don't know if their mind is right in Arizona State after coming off that upset loss to Mississippi State last week. Now you go back home and you play a Texas State team who's going to come in. They're going to be hungry and ready to play. So that's going to be an interesting take as well. Guys, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to talk about a little NFL, what we did last week, what games we're thinking about looking at this week. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes with a little NFL talk. College football, NFL, and prop bets.
You want action? MadmanClub.com delivers straight fire every single week. We're talking sharp picks, bold calls, money-making plays you won't find on the mainstream feeds. Saturday to Monday, we own the board. No noise, no gimmicks, just guts and winners. Are you ready to bet big, bet smarter? Get over to MadmanClub.com.
Welcome back in, guys. NFL week one, almost in the books. As we recap what went on last week in the NFL, it all started with one of our dogs of the week, which was the Cowboys. They end up going down 24-20. We had Dallas +8. So we got the cover. We also took the Chargers on Friday night. They got the outright win. We had the Chargers +3 against Kansas City. Guys, as y'all know, early August, maybe even in July, when I did a podcast way back when, I predicted that Kansas City would struggle this year. It all started week one. I think Kansas City will continue to struggle. The Chargers, who we picked to win the AFC West, I really believe that they're going to continue as we move forward. I think the Chargers will end up winning the AFC West. The Raiders, talked about those guys in the offseason. I picked them to be a team I thought could win plenty of games this year. They got Geno Smith. They got Genty. They got Pete Carroll as the coach. Chip Kelly, offensive coordinator. Went on the road and beat New England at New England and looked good doing it. So pay attention to the Las Vegas Raiders, guys. They may get the attention of a lot of people this year and create some havoc and get them some wins. Atlanta, we liked Atlanta in week one. I thought Atlanta could pull the outright upset against Tampa Bay. Just a bunch of bonehead plays late, missed a field goal, should have kept it close enough, should have got into overtime, lost that game. New Orleans, another one. I really like New Orleans. No one was taking them. Everybody was betting Arizona. New Orleans +6.5. They end up losing by 7. Inside the 20 twice in the last 4 minutes. Two incomplete passes. Don't get any points out of it. New Orleans could have easily covered that game, and they did not. So that was one that we took a beating on. We did, of course, like I said, we had the Raiders. Another one that I really, really like, I was high on Carolina. Carolina goes on the road down to Jacksonville. Don't get off the bus. Trevor Lawrence and company take advantage and end up beating them pretty bad, 26-10. And a couple times in the red zone, Carolina had opportunities to score, did not. Guys, I don't know. Maybe they're just a terrible, terrible football team. I liked them because I seen growth in Bryce Young last year. I think they got plenty of weapons in the offseason. I don't know. Maybe they're just a team that just can't get it done. Another game, Denver playing Tennessee. Didn't have a play on this game. Cam Ward, I said this during a podcast, if they can keep him upright. Well, he had 7 sacks. If they can keep him upright, I think they can win some games. I think it's going to take 4 or 5 games for them to gel. But I think Cam Ward's going to be a good quarterback. And what the hell is Peyton thinking, having Bo Nix throw a pass on 4th down, give the ball back to Tennessee on the 36, up by 8, and give them a chance to win the football or tie the football game? Dude, come on, man. You're smarter than that. You got to make better play calls. You punt the ball, even if you just squib it down and try to down it inside the 10. I know it normally don't work out, but at least you're not giving them the ball almost at midfield. Terrible play call by Peyton, but anyway, Denver ends up getting the win. We liked Green Bay. Green Bay got the win. We liked Houston. Houston had every opportunity in the world to cover or win the game, for that matter, and just did not take advantage. So that's a wrap for the NFL, guys. Make sure you get over to MadmanClub.com. Follow us. Follow our podcast. Get over on social media. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, X. We're on YouTube Reels. Follow us. Guys, we hope to take you to the window and cash some tickets. As everybody knows, we use a unit-based play. One unit, two unit, three unit. If you're a $10 bet, better. A one unit is $10, two units $20. If you're a $100 better, same thing. $100 is one unit, $200 is two units, so on and so forth. That's just how we bet. That's how I make my bets. I bet the plays I give you. I post them online so you can see them at madmanclub.com. We also give them out on our podcast. We don't give them all out on our podcast, but every bet we make is on our website. We also want everybody to know that right now, if you get over to madmanclub.com, all of our plays are no charge. You get all of our NFL plays, all of our college plays every single week, and that play that everybody loves, that Madman Dog of the Week, every single week. Going back to last year, week one, we are 17-2 on our Dog of the Week. So, guys, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Just play that one right there. There you go, 17-2. And a lot of these are outright upsets. So we're giving them out every week. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Guys, that is a wrap for the podcast today. Make sure you continue to bet smart and bet like a madman.